Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and we're breaking down everything we saw in round 2 of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. And joining me, it's my buddy Kyle Porter. Kyle, what up, my guy?
Not much. It's another fun week. I'm excited for this weekend. Some unexpectedly fun storylines going into the weekend.
Okay, you know what I like about this? First of all, it's an absolute scoring fest, but 7 shots difference between the leaders and the cut line.
Yeah.
I don't know what it usually is off the top of my head, but this feels pretty compact.
Well, I was thinking about this. I was kind of writing up the second round, and you still have guys like Fowler, Hideki, Victor Hovland that are 4, 5, 6 strokes back. And you're like, I don't know, 65, 64. Are you in it on Sunday? Maybe. I don't know how the rest of it goes, but I do think you have the ability to, and we're going to talk about this in a second, but if you're striking it well, and you post early on Saturday, all of a sudden you find yourself in one of the last, I don't know, 7 groups on Sunday afternoon, which is, that's fun because it means everybody's kind of still in it.
There will be someone we'll talk about Saturday night that went out and shot like a 63 or 64 and played themselves back into this.
Yeah, totally. I think I know who it might be too.
Oh, okay. We'll save that. Hold on. Okay. That's a good tease. If you are watching us on YouTube, you'd see Kyle rocking his PGA championship shirt.
Bethpage.
There Brooks. You go. There you go. Brooks at Bethpage. You'd see that. We're on YouTube, and actually this is going better than we anticipated. I don't know what we expected. Kyle, I'm not sure if you dive into YouTube comments. They're usually pretty garbage. Ours are actually pretty good. Patrick Lau agrees that Matt Kuchar definitely leaves bad Yelp reviews. That's number one. That's for sure. And there's a lot of love for the Puerto Rico Open curse. 4-0 is enjoying that we're tracking these winners to see when this curse is going to happen. So there's a lot of good stuff going on over there.
The Kuchar Yelp take was an all-timer. That is, that needs to be, yeah, that's in the annals. That's great.
All right. Well, if the First Cut is on YouTube, go subscribe. Go turn that notification bell on so that you know when all these hot takes are coming at you. But Rocket Mortgage Classic, Webb Simpson tied at the top with Chris Kirk. Let's start with Webb. The superlatives are, I mean, I'm running out of them, Kyle. I'm running out of ways to describe how good Webb Simpson is. So we'll just look at the numbers. And he can actually become the number 2 ranked player in the world with a victory or a second place finish this week, and he can be the highest ranked American. That is simultaneously crazy and like, oh yeah, okay, I could see that from Webb.
I have so many thoughts. you watch Webb, and first of all, he's not that good off the tee. We've talked about that a ton, but even the iron play, he's number 1 in the field in strokes gained on approach. And you watch it and you're like, I don't know. It doesn't look that good. Like I'm trying to think of a prolific 3-point shooter where it doesn't look good, right? Like the shot is just, yes, it doesn't look great, but you compare it to like, you watch Rory and you're like, oh my gosh. But like Webb is playing a lot better in terms of his irons and his approach shots and all that than somebody like a Rory right now. And I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if people will ever get used to the fact that Webb might not, like, not only might he be the best player might he be the best American in the world? He might be the best player in the world right now. We talked about Bryson coming in to this week. I think Webb is right up there as well right now for me.
It's really hard to argue. Okay, so real quick, Webb has the worst swing of anybody in the top, like, 150, right? Like, it's so ugly.
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, who else is even in there? I mean, what's Furyk?
I think Hatton's swing is very ugly. Like, Tyrrell Hatton is like, he kind of comes over the top. It's real, like, I don't know. It's kind of weird looking, but it produces like this shot that does not move 1 yard in either direction a lot of times.
I don't like Patrick Reed's swing either.
Okay. At least that's kind of more fluid. Webb looks like he accelerates even more after he has made contact with the ball.
It's crazy. But it's like, it's unbelievable right now. Like, I don't know. I think part of just his, like, the whole makeup, I think people watch him and think about him and watch the swing and they're like, oh yeah, he's nice. And it's like, guys, when are we going to like understand what's happening here? That he is one of the three or four best players in the world and that he has been for the last 18 months.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's clicked with people yet. Maybe it has. Maybe I'm like misinterpreting the way that things have gone, but he's been awesome. And we talked about this on HQ. I trust him a lot right now. Like, I know what I'm getting. He's not even putting that well. Like, he's, I can't, 90th or something. No, 70th maybe in putting. I think Victor Hovland was 97th, but man, I don't know. I just, he's the person that I trust the most going into the weekend.
He made that round on Friday look so easy. He missed one fairway. He missed one green, and the green that he missed on 16, he hit it into the left greenside bunker, and I was like, oh man, that's going to be like kind of an awkward up and down. I wonder how much room he's got over there. And he holds out from the bunker and makes birdie anyway. Like, it's just, I use the word unflappable a lot, and I just don't know. Like, I can't remember the last time I saw Webb in trouble anywhere.
Yeah, I know. He does keep it in play, which is crazy because the other guy that's up there, Bryson, is like, I don't care where this is going. Like, I'm just getting it as far as I can. By the way, I'm scrolling through the top 150 in terms of bad swings.
Yeah.
Kuchar, not great.
No, that's not
great. Like, swing it under a dining room table. I don't love Matt Fitzpatrick's swing.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, Daniel Berger.
I kind of like it. It's weird.
Stop it. It's weird. Yes, it's weird. Yes. Yes, it is.
Speed swing, not timestamp that, Jacob. Speed swing, not aesthetically, it's not great.
That was 6:39 on the timestamp. Yeah, there are some ugly ones here.
From like really good players.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it clearly doesn't matter what it looks like. It's how it works, and it works for Webb.
Yeah.
Another guy it worked for today, Chris Kirk, who I've been very much invested in the story of Chris Kirk, which is, you know, he takes off, I think it was 7 months in 2019, and he was very candid about his battle with alcohol abuse, with depression, has now been making his comeback into golf. He wins on the Korn Ferry Tour 2 weeks ago. So I've been very much enthralled with the story, but we were on HQ, and I think you nailed it, Kyle. You were like, oh, by the way, he's playing really great golf too. Like, don't forget about that. And I think that's another big takeaway.
Yeah. The story's great and it'll get talked about a ton and we'll probably over talk about it because that's what we do and that's what everybody does. It should be talked about a ton, but I also, I mean, Chris Kirk is good at golf. Like when he is healthy and thriving, he's a top, I don't know, 40 or 50 guy. Like wasn't he the one that had that run? Was it the right before the 14 Ryder Cup where it was like, wait, is Chris Kirk going to be on the Ryder Cup team? It was him and Horschel.
Yes. And I think he won. Oh, I can pull this up, but yes. And we were like, oh, Chris Kirk's got to make this team or whatever.
Yeah. And then he didn't, but he's 12th in the field so far in strokes gained tee to green, fifth in putting, which is a little, I don't know if you can keep that up, but I'm really excited about, and I said this on HQ, I'm really excited about him and Webb playing together because that's just that's some ball striking. Like, I think you're going to get, and Kirk didn't hit it great with his irons on Friday. He was better around the green, but I think you're going to get just some great shots out of both of them. Again, not the two longest guys in the world. They're both 285, 295, whatever off the tee, but you're going to get some really good iron play, I think, on the weekend.
The 14 run that he made was like in the playoffs. So he won the Deutsche Bank and then he finished fourth at the Tour Championship and then played well like after that as well, a couple weeks after that. But I think that was the run we were referencing there.
Yeah, that was him and Horschel won like three of the four playoff events or something like that. And yeah. And I think that was the year Horschel ended up winning the FedEx.
I think that's right.
Did the gator chomp on the
That's right.
On the ninth green or eight. What didn't they flip the nines? They used to play the ninth as the 18 or okay. 18 is the nine.
You know, the thing that drives me, the rerouting that we get at places is it drives me mad. Cause like, if you've gone there and if like you've ever even been lucky enough to play a lot of these places, like, okay, Torrey's the perfect example. They flip the nines at Torrey and I can't figure it out anymore because I've played there so many times and they flip it. And then you get a week like this. Detroit Golf Club this week, I think one is usually eight or something like that. They've completely rerouted the whole thing. And
I think they should reroute it every day just to try to confuse guys. I mean, can you imagine, DJ out there, like trying to roll through like the course from the previous day.
Yeah. That and producer Jacob makes a good point. Some places they have two courses, right? Royal Melbourne. It's like a hybrid of two courses that they can use. It's bonkers, man.
I think it's fun. You don't like it?
I think I like it. I just think it's hard to keep track of. Maybe, don't know. Maybe it's like, they tell us about the route. They're like, the members play this as like, I guess don't even tell me then.
Yeah. This is the spreadsheet in you talking because you look at, you know, you're like, well, I don't even know what the 15th hole is, you know, strokes gained on the 15th hole. You're like, that's meaningless. Like that's it has no meaning.
That's true. Okay. Well, we are in for, hopefully, a great weekend of action. I think we are. You can catch it all on CBS. We've got options for you to watch the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Motown, Motor City. On your computer, absolutely. Just go to cbssports.com. On your phone, has to be a smartphone, obviously. But yes, you can see it totally free. It'll come in handy if you're stuck at a pool party, hopefully being responsible, being safe. Maybe you're at the beach. Who knows if it's available to you. CBS Sports. Download the CBS Sports app on your phone. You're off and running. Webb Simpson will be looking to create fireworks of his own. Also, you can stream it on Roku, Fire TV, and Apple TV through the CBS Sports app on those devices. So, in other words, there's no excuse to miss any action on CBS this weekend. We got to talk about Bryson. We got to talk about props. We got to talk about Matt Wolf. We got to talk about maybe some investments you can make for the weekend. Get a little cash in your pocket. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners. Did you know more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Spoiler alert, your feet don't have to hurt. And I know foot biomechanics can be complex, but solving foot pain should be simple. It's a signature orthotic shape of the super feet insoles that give you the comfort and support where you need it the most. It redistributes and reduces stress and strain on your entire body. Think about those long walks on a golf course and how uncomfortable your feet can get. Well, they don't have to. And super feet has helped millions of people worldwide experience the life-changing magic of comfy, pain-free feet. When your feet feel good, so do you. It is one of the most important parts of your overall health and well-being. And for a limited time, Superfeet is having its biggest sale of the year. Go to superfeet.com to save 25% off site-wide and get free shipping. Hurry, sale pricing ends June 5th. And we're back. All right, KP. We have to do our contractually obligated Bryson DeChambeau conversation. I don't know what else there is to say other than the fact that he is in contention again. I guess maybe let's go this way because we've talked about so much. Does Bryson have to win and win a lot to validate himself?
No. I think that right now what we're seeing is him sort of putting all these components together that make up this bigger picture. I don't care about the Rocket Mortgage Classic for Bryson's sake, right? Like for him, it's about, are you going to win multiple times a year? Are you going to win? Are you going to contend in a major? And I think that right now, I mean, we're 4 weeks into this. He's still just putting like these pieces together. And the thing that stands out to me, Rick, is he's really putting it well this week. And yet it's almost like you said this on HQ and I thought it was really good. It looks really difficult for him. The reason it looks difficult is because he's like last in the field in proximity to the hole.
Yeah.
Which makes absolutely no sense because he's first in driving distance. And so you look at, I pulled up his, so 125 to 150, which he's had, so he's had six holes where he's had a shot between 125 and 150. He's 67th out of the 70 guys that made the cut. His average proximity to the hole from 125 to 150 is 35 feet. That's really bad.
It's because he's hitting his putter into those 125.
Well, maybe he should hit his putter. He can't figure out. He doesn't have his muscle mass into like his calculus book yet. Like it doesn't, it's not like all adding up.
I do think, I mean, he's told us this after rounds that it is like it's like a brand new game for him too. He is trying to figure out what to do when he's 80 yards in on every hole and he has to hit a 3/4 lob wedge or whatever.
Do you think that it is because he's like is it a matter of like he doesn't have the touch or the feel anymore because he's like looks like a bodybuilder, or no, he doesn't look like a bodybuilder, he looks like a wrestler or something, or is it just circumstantial?
I think it's repetitions. I think that he added the distance and he figured that out and he spent a lot of time doing that, and now he has to figure out the side effects of that. So I think it's partly repetitions, but I mean, he has no feel. There is no feel in his game. I don't know if that is good or bad, right? Like, he's turned himself into what is that machine? The Iron Byron? Like, it is literally, yeah. He's literally turning himself into a golf ball hitting robot, trying to take all the variables of feel out of it. So I there's definitely no feel in his game. I just don't know if that is good or not.
Well, and see, that's the part where I'll probably regret saying this. I think it works at times on the PGA Tour. I think you go to an Open or a US Open and it's like, does that work? I don't know. And we'll see. I mean, we'll see over the next 3 or 4 years. I just don't know if it's like, hey, the guy with no feel is going to win the Open at St. Andrews, right?
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's going to be something to watch. I'm very interested to see how this whole experiment finishes up. But here's what you can do. You can win $1,000 every single round without putting any of your own cash at stake. Go play CBS Sports golf prop game at cbssports.com/golfprops. That again is cbssports.com/golfprops. 10 questions each and every round. If you answer the most correctly, you get $1,000. So two more opportunities this week to cash in. Just log into cbssports.com, sign up, and answer the questions. You're in contention for the cash. Terms and conditions, of course, do apply. And I've got one of the questions right here for you, Kyle, for round three, and it involves our big man, Bryson DeChambeau. And it's very simple. Will Bryson be in the lead or tied for the lead after round three?
I'm going to say no. And that's because he's been putting really well, like way above what he's normally at. And by the way, we just had that whole conversation about Bryson. Like, he missed the cut by five. He's one back going into Saturday.
I know, the guy with no feel and who's playing so terrible is one out. It's kind of crazy.
But if you said, hey, what are the 10 things you're watching on Saturday? One of the ones at the top is going to be not the drives, although that will be there, but like, what's it like after that? Like, is he missing these greens? Is he short? Is he long? Like, what's going on there? Because I think that the answer to that question or that circumstance is going to determine the tournament, is going to determine if he's leading after Saturday night. And I think it'll be fascinating to see.
So you're taking no, he's not, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna say no.
I think so too. And I don't think it's necessarily a knock against him. It's just that we said everyone who's left in the field is within seven shots. Webb Simpson is here. Someone might go out. I mean, Ryan Armour shot a 64 today. Like, if someone goes out, like if Sepp Straka goes out and shoots a 64 on Saturday, like he'll be in the lead. And then, I don't know, someone often chase him down on Sunday.
Is Sepp Straka your Scott Stallings?
Okay, so I like the alliteration. Like Scott Stallings is easy to say, SS. Sepp Straka, also easy to say, SS. Yeah. Like, I do enjoy that. Sepp Straka, he doesn't play enough, I don't think.
Are you a big name guy?
Yeah.
Like names make players?
Oh, yeah. Like you would not even see Seamus Power's name if his name wasn't Seamus Power. You literally would not see it.
Wait, so what do you mean by that?
Like if he was at the top of the leaderboard and we were on HQ and we were like, oh, okay, Seamus Power is at the top, we would have literally like skipped his name. Like he's just a no, like I'm serious. If his name, and also here's another thing. I bet you think Seamus Power hits it far. He doesn't. He's like 78th in driving distance. He's a weakling, but his name is Power.
I actually don't think Seamus Power hits it far, but somebody listening might. I actually thought about this when I was naming our, like in naming our kids, and I'm a big, like, your name matters a ton guy. Like if you're, I can't think of an example, but like, if you have a crazy name and you're a quarterback, like when has there ever been like a weird name quarterback that was successful? Like Tom Brady, Cam Newton. These are great names. Yeah. Dak Prescott, great name.
Well, you have a good start with Porter. That's a very like easy name to say. It's two syllables. It's, yeah, like,
so in name, I don't know why we're talking about this, but in naming our sons, we went Jude Porter. That's pretty good.
Okay, I like that.
And then Jack Porter. Jack Porter could be like a shortstop on a
or Jack Porter could save the world, man. That's like Jack Bauer. Like that is like, that's it. See, I like the one syllable, then two syllable follow up. You know, you're not going three syllable first name, yeah. Two, you know, there's a lot going on. But like, yeah, we'll talk about another episode for golfer names. There's a lot of really good ones. Real quick, here's a great golf name, Matthew Wolf. That's great. First of all, flew up the leaderboard on Friday. We're giving you the, you know, the obligatory OSU opportunity here. I mean, he hasn't been good since he won, but in contention here this week.
Yeah, you know, I've said this all week on HQ. It's not a talent issue. I think everybody knows the talent's there. It's and he kind of talked about this. You can get in your own head about like, oh, where should I be missing? Like I think it's almost like he needs to be more DJ and less Spieth. Like, don't watch Spieth, watch DJ and just go let the talent take over. Right. I think you can get out on tour. And I think this probably did a little bit and start looking around and being like, oh my gosh, like you play with Bryson once and you're ruined for like 4 months. But like, just go play, bro. Like you have like top 25 talent and just go do it. And I think that it takes a while to like truly accept that and realize that. And I think we're seeing a little bit of that right now.
Looking ahead to Saturday and the weekend, we've got, you know, updated odds from William Hill, obviously Webb Simpson and Bryson DeChambeau eating up the bulk of those odds. Webb is 2.5 to 1 to win the golf tournament. Bryson is 3 to 1. Then you get Chris Kirk, Matt Wolf, and Terrell Hatton at 16. You and I kind of approach this the same way. There are sustainable stat situations and there are unsustainable stat situations. So for example, unfortunately, I believe that like Chris Kirk's stat profile is pretty unsustainable, yeah, for this week. So he's gained over 4 strokes putting, another 3.5 around the green. And you don't need the numbers to tell you that. He chipped in like back to back holes and then he did it again later. Like it was kind of crazy. You know, losing strokes off the tee, like that's not a combination that usually sustains for 4 rounds.
Well, and I think the other part of this is there's another layer to it of whose statistical profile is it. So like if let's say Webb is like gaining a ton of strokes off the tee, you're like, well, that that seems sticky, but it's actually Webb, so it's probably not, right? And so I think you do have to layer in like who the actual player is that you're talking about as well.
Who was the guy that you said would fly up the leaderboard? I didn't want to forget about this.
Victor Hovland.
Oh
yeah. You love hearing this. And here's the reason. He's third tee to green, which for him, again, like that's, it matters that it's him. It matters, correct, that it's not Seamus Power, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm serious. Like he, this is the level that he's been playing at. And he can sustain that. Victor Hovland might be the third best guy from tee to green in this field, especially off the tee. So that's sticky. That can be sustained. And he was 97th in putting, which he hasn't putted well. So maybe that stays, you know, maybe that is sticky as well. But there's a more likely chance that that's going to pop up and he's going to be 30th in putting or 20th in putting. And all of a sudden you're looking at a 64, 65, somewhere in that range to be in the top 10 on Sunday.
I like that one. The one I mentioned on HQ was Harold Varner III, who, yeah, similarly, so Varner's, he's fifth in strokes gained tee to green and he's losing a stroke and a half putting. But I was more concerned. He has not taken advantage of a single par five. He's playing, you know, eight par fives at one under, and he made a double on one of them. Like that's where guys, especially here, you go out and you crush, like you crush the par five. So I'm optimistic that HV3 can turn it around a little bit on the weekend. He's five shots back.
One of the other guys is who was I just looking at? Lucas Glover.
Yes.
He's been, I think there are three guys that have been top 25 in all three events. I think it's him, Hovland, and Bryson. And he, I mean, the story of his career, right? Unbelievable tee to green and doesn't putt it at all. He's sixth from tee to green. I don't know. I can't remember where he is on the leaderboard, but he's not in the top six that I know.
No, he's T30.
Okay, there you go. So, but again, like it matters that it's Lucas Glover and that he's not a very good putter. He might stay down there going into Saturday, but he's somebody else that kind of stood out.
Yeah, Jacob actually put together some plays and fades based on this mentality. So the guys that you would think would be better. So if you're like, you know, trying to bet third round matchups or whatever, you know, Sam Burns, Lucas Glover, Adam Shank, all were pretty good tee to green, all lost a ton putting. And then the opposite side of that, unfortunately, my buddy Lonto Griffin, who gained over four strokes putting today, lost strokes tee to green. Jonathan Bird, Chris Stroud, Johnson Wagner are all guys that you would consider as fades or guys to stay away from. Now, do we have to do our picks to do we have to readjust our picks? Who did you pick to? No, you had Patrick Reed.
He missed a cut, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I can't pick anybody.
You've been very bad since the restart. You were very good before and very bad since the restart.
I did go Hovland one and done. Who did you end up going one and done?
I went with Hovland too. Jacob has Webb Simpson, so we've got to chase him. I know.
What?
I know. So
he could have had COVID, producer Jacob. You didn't know?
He didn't know. He loves chaos. He's an agent of anarchy. Mark went with Patrick Reed in the one and done, so he's not going to get any money there. So
I love leading Mark astray. That's my goal in life.
Cool. All right, KP. I mean, what last 15 seconds here? This weekend, Rocket Mortgage Classic going to be pretty great, it seems.
Yeah, I'm pumped. Webb, Bryson, Wolf, Hovland, Chris Kirk, great story. There's you get into a tournament like this and it's like I don't know. Are there going to be any storylines? And they seem to always emerge. And we got a bunch this weekend.
We got a bunch this weekend. We'll check it out. That'll do it for this episode of The First Cut. Kyle Porter, you can find him on Twitter at @KylePorterCBS. You can find me on Twitter at @RickRunGood. This is The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.